Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help. Yeah, that should help mix the air up, and we'll kind of keep it going.
So the forecast.
So yeah, we really have nothing kind of going on. We'll see Logan, Cache Valley there eastwards could see a little bit overnight, maybe upwards of an inch of snow. But once you head south, they're really not a whole lot. Wasatch Front, most of us are just going to look at mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies for the next couple of days with highs in the low to mid 30s.
It was icy early this morning. Is it going to be like that again tomorrow?
So we had the freezing fog out there, which is never good. When temperatures get below about 14 degrees, it goes from being fog to freezing fog. So it's still water, but once it touches a surface that's below freezing, it freezes to it on contact. And that's how you get the icy surfaces. So we'll keep things a little bit warmer tonight, so hopefully that won't be the case.
That's good. 24 degrees in Salt Lake City.